USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he's prepared to testify in the Trump impeachment trial if he is subpoenaed. In his statement, Bolton said that he made the decision with careful consideration. Bolton previously had said he would not testify before the House Intelligence Committee during its impeachment investigation unless he was subpoenaed and a judge ordered him to defy the White House. Tensions in the Middle East remain high between the United States and Iran, with an Iranian lawmaker calling for an $80 million bounty on President Trump's head. But according to Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy of California, President Trump did the right thing.
They went after our embassy, and the president had warned, if you kill an American, we will react. And when this individual, Soleimani, was planning to do more, this president acted so we could be safe.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A new poll surveyed the first U.S. voters who'll be making decisions in the Democratic race for the White House. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the findings from Washington.
Results of the CBS poll released Sunday show that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders holds a very narrow lead over former VP Joe Biden in the latest poll for the New Hampshire Democratic primary. It shows Sanders leading Biden 27-25%, Senator Elizabeth Warren a little bit further back at 18%, and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is fourth at 13%. Less than a month before the Iowa caucuses, Sanders, Biden, and Buttigieg are all tied with 23% support there, while Warren is fourth at 16.
One of America's oldest and largest dairy manufacturers is filing for bankruptcy. Borden Dairy Company is the second major milk producer to do so in the last 2 months due to the rise in milk prices and declining consumption. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Despite the soaring prices of oil after the death of an Iranian military commander, there are still other factors contributing to the relatively steady price of gasoline. And USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, the national average is holding again this week at $2.58 a gallon, but you can expect an increase very soon.
We will likely see a slow increase in the price of gasoline. It will take maybe a week or two to realize a 5 to 10 cent increase. But the national average remains unchanged from a week ago. Gasoline demand is weakening as we enter the coldest time of the year, and inventories of gasoline are going up as a result.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Going a little bit more in depth on what's going on in the Middle East, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is defending the American airstrike in Baghdad that killed the Iranian general.
I think any reasonable person who saw the intelligence that the senior American leaders had in their possession would have come to the same conclusion that President Trump and our leadership team did about the fact that there would have been more risk to America, more risk through inaction than there was through the action that we took. And we would have been culpably negligent had we not gone after Soleimani when we had the opportunity.
Secretary of State Pompeo speaking there on Fox News Sunday. Meanwhile, Democrats, including Democratic Senator from Maryland Chris Van Hollen, says that we don't go around killing all the bad people in the world. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.